Hello, today it's my pleasure to be speaking with Sunstone Metals Managing Director Malcolm Norris. Welcome, Malcolm. Thanks for making time today. What I'd like to do before jumping into the nitty-gritty is just talk a bit about your background in South America and the team's background and why you've selected Ecuador as your target.
So when we talk about Ecuador, I first went to Ecuador in 2008 with a company that a number of Australian investors know called Intrepid Mines. We actually looked at opportunities then. Then I went back to Ecuador when I was MD of SolGold, and we secured the Cascabel project into SolGold back in 2012. So I've seen Ecuador evolve in that time. It's a great place to invest. I think an important part of that evolution was the majors investing in SolGold and investing in other companies in Ecuador. So BHP, Newcrest, Anglo American, Fortescue, Hancock, Lundin Gold, they've all got a significant presence in Ecuador. So it's going to be a significant exploration and mining destination over the next few years.
So essentially you've got the team back together, you're excited by these projects, El Palmar in particular, and as mentioned before, you've got these initial assays back from your first two holes, and certainly from my point of view, it's always amazing if an exploration company can hit mineralization and, you know, the first couple of holes and get some great results. Can you just talk through those results for us?
Yeah, so they are great results for the first phase of exploration. So the El Palmar project had three historical holes drilled 11 years ago by Codelco, but they targeted those holes just on some rocks they saw at surface. They didn't do any geophysics or anything. Mm. We did some geophysics. We identified a classic circular anomaly. We planned our drilling to target that. And those first couple of drill holes have intersected mineralization essentially from surface. So it was a broad 500 meter long intercept at 0.4 gold, 0.15 copper. And within that is a higher grade zone running 0.7 gold and 0.2 copper. And that's from 50 meters over an interval of 160 meters. And importantly, those grades correlate very well with how magnetic the rocks are. So then we go back to that original geophysical model, which is a large sort of cylinder type shape. And we can have confidence that our future drilling is going to intersect mineralization when we drill initially the more magnetic rocks. That model will evolve, but right now that's what we're chasing.
You've got a number of different projects. Certainly the market's become excited about El Palmar, but Bramaderos as well, very, very promising. And you mentioned you will be progressing that as a secondary project. Can you give us a brief description of that project and the potential?
Yeah, so Bramaderos, we're drilling at the moment. We've got one rig there. We've got another four holes to drill in this current program, and that'll give us drill coverage to estimate an initial mineral resource, which will come sometime first half of next year. We'll also undertake some significant electrical geophysics programs to target areas that we hope will deliver higher grade. So Bramaderos is still a great project. It's right next to the Pan American Highway, very good infrastructure support, mineralization at surface. So it's got a lot going for it. But when we prioritise our work and our spend, clearly El Palmar right now has priority. So that's where we'll be devoting a lot of our work. But Bramaderos will continue to tick along.
Fantastic. Yeah, if you just want to talk through, I guess, the next round of assays and then the larger drill program at El Palmar and what we can expect over the next, you know, six, 12 months maybe?
Yeah, sure. So we have some samples in the laboratory at the moment from El Palmar. So we're expecting the next round of assays to be back, we said, within the next 6 weeks. We'll then have continual batches of samples in the laboratory. So we'll have continual results coming out through to the end of the year. We've got at least the next probably 4,000 metres of drilling planned, and we modify it as we see results. how we do that. You know, there's a good argument to put a second rig on the project, so we'll make that decision over the next little while. So that's another demonstration to the market that we're very confident in the project. Again, our options to move to 70% is another potential catalyst. So all of those, I think you'll see come through within the next 12 months. But the next six is drill holes, get assays out, demonstrate scale. Because if we can show that this is a really large system, which we think it is, then the valuation of the project goes right up.
Fantastic place to wrap the interview. Thanks very much for your time.
Yep, thanks very much.